TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand. It's Raised by Wolves.
Welcome in. It is Monday, July 15th, and Manny Hill, the Wolves are playing for a title tonight.
Wait. Hang on. Say that again.
The Wolves are playing for a title tonight, July 15th. They could become NBA Las Vegas, MGM Resorts, whatever it's called, Summer League champions, Manny.
I'm trying to look back and see if the Wolves have ever... I think they've been in the mix for a Summer League championship
Tyus's rookie year? Tyus was Summer League MVP. I think the 2016 Summer League, the Wolves might have won it. I'm not positive.
Okay.
I have not been a Summer League aficionado throughout my career.
Nor have I.
but the Wolves have an opportunity to win the Summer League tonight. They're going up against Memphis for the rights to call themselves the Summer League champions. They've been really impressive, honestly, throughout their time in the Summer League. They've been impressive. They played a really visually appeasing brand of basketball. I realize that the talent is, there's quite a drop off between one of the 82 regular season games that the Wolves played and the Summer League, but they play a style that's really fun to watch. And that's something that's, it's encouraging for the future that you think that they're going to be like that in when the regular season comes. And I also do think that there have certainly been some bright spots on that team.
So what are the differences you're seeing in the style of play from whatever it was the Wolves have been playing the last two-plus seasons under Tom Thibodeau and late Ryan Saunders?
So remember all of those jump shots that they would take that are like inside the three-point arc?
Those 19-foot
jumpers? But like still kind of far away from the hoop. They don't take many of those. They've been taking a lot of three-pointers, and they've been shooting the three-ball really well. Now, their Summer League roster is probably a little bit better equipped to play that style than the actual NBA roster might be, but it's fit them, and it's looked really impressive the way that they've done it. And, the one person that's really stood out to me is Naz Reid. He's been awesome for them. He's on a two-way with the Wolves, and I tweeted this out yesterday. Manny, I would be surprised if he finishes the season on the two-way. Like, I think that at some point they're going to have no other choice but to lock him up into a multi-year deal, because I think that this dude is a legitimate NBA player. And I'm not trying to take too many conclusions away from Summer League, like, oh, this dude's just dominating scrubs. Like, he's an NBA player. No. He's someone that was a lottery-type talent and went undrafted because of concerns coming out of LSU. Like, he was a McDonald's All-American coming out of high school. He was supposed to be a top 15 pick whenever he got into the draft, and turns out he didn't get drafted. So, and yesterday's semifinal game against the Brooklyn Nets, Jared Allen, the Nets center, I think he's a terrific young player, big afro, wears the karate headband. Big fan of Jared Allen. He's playing in the Summer League for some reason. I don't understand that, but he's there.
He's been in the league for
He's entering his third year. You should not be playing in Summer League. He was a starter on a playoff team.
Yeah.
Like, you probably shouldn't be playing in Summer League at that point. There were a couple other guys that I thought, you know, this is kind of ridiculous that they're playing in Summer League, but that's a different story for a different day.
Sure.
And Naz put up 20-8 last night. Like,
that's awesome.
He looks the part. He can shoot. He's going to be a 40% three-point shooter in this league. Like, that guy has a stroke. I really think that he's going to be a legitimate NBA player and have a very long career, and it's a great thing that the Wolves were able to grab him.
If there is a comparison to another player around the league, what would you say that is?
A flashy name that's brought up, well, not flashy, but one name I've heard is Maurice Spates. I think he can be better than that, but have a similar skill set, where later in his career, Spates really reinvented himself as a shooter. I mean, he was also a part of some really good Golden State teams. If you remember, he was on
the 73 win team.
He was on the 73 win team. He was on the team the year before that won the title. He was on a part of some really, really good teams. I've heard that name tossed around. I think he can be better than that. I think that he'll be a better natural shooter than most Spates. And it's hard for me to draw a real comparison other than that, just based on the six or seven games we've seen in Summer League. But I think that this dude can absolutely play at the NBA level.
How much of what Pablo Prigioni has brought to the table is influencing this too? I mean, it seems like
in terms of
playing
Naz
style,
Reed
or maybe even Naz Reid, or just the playing style of what we've seen, because he's been coaching the Summer League team. I mean,
he's done a great job coaching. Yeah. We talked with Gerson Rosas when I was out in Vegas last week about this, and he said, after every game, Pablo keeps coming up to him and be like, I want to retire because he's undefeated. He doesn't want to have a loss on his ledger. Where he's been perfect. They haven't lost a game. And I think Pablo deserves a lot of credit, but I think Ryan deserves a lot of credit too, because Ryan is a big reason as to why they're running the things that they're running. Like, they're running Ryan's system here, and it's working. Like, they are doing the things that they're going to attempt to do in the NBA season when it comes around. But Pablo also deserves a ton of credit, because it's tough to coach in summer league, man. Maybe it's a little easier for the Wolves because Josh Okogie's been playing. I know he didn't play in the semifinal game on Sunday night, and I don't know if he'll play in the title game tonight. Cade Bates-Diop's been playing. Mm-hmm. Mitch Creek, Jared Terrell. But other than that, and Nasri too, to an extent, because he's got a two-way. Other than that, you're coaching a lot of guys that are fighting for their professional lives. Like, they are fighting to be seen and to make an impact. And if it's not with the Wolves, they want someone else to give them a shot in training camp or in the G League or overseas. So you've got a bunch of dudes that are competing for looks, like, not just with the Wolves. It's essentially a showcase. Mm-hmm. And to get them to play so together, and to have a cohesiveness that doesn't really exist in summer league, and ball movement that doesn't exist in summer league, because oftentimes you'll see guys that are hunting out their own shots because they want to put up numbers because they want to catch on somewhere.
Right.
The Wolves haven't had that, and that's been the most impressive part of their summer league team to me, at least.
The ball movement part to me is what's encouraging about all of this, because especially under Tom Thibodeau, there just really wasn't a whole lot of that. I mean, there was... You know, for that first year with, you know, when Ricky Rubio was still there, there was, you know, Ricky was the guy, he was the distributor, and they were okay, but it's
everyone in this. It's not just one person.
It's an entire unit, and that is something that we have not seen with this franchise at all, really, since...
It's been a while.
It's been a long time, I think, since Flip's first stint as the coach, when they were actually going to the playoffs every year. And I mean, that's encouraging. And I mean, that they're going to get away from the mid-range game. I mean, I still have sort of a affection for the mid-range game, but it's mainly for guys that can actually hit mid-range shots.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not here to disparage, like, mid-range jump shots. Like, if I'm all for you taking mid-range jump shots, if that's the shot you're most comfortable with,
And you can make it. Right.
It's when you lead the league in numbers of jump shots attempted from that area, and you are not nearly close to the league leaders in terms of efficiency there.
If you're hitting about 30% of your 19-foot
jumpers.
That's
when it's bad.
Andrew Wiggins.
That's when it's bad, yeah.
Yeah. So, So that's encouraging. What do you think of Mitch Creek?
He's trying really hard. I don't know that he's going to have a spot in Minnesota. I really don't, but I think that he's a fringe NBA player. I don't know if he's actually an NBA player. He's a little bit older. I think he's 27 or 28. I don't know that there's a spot for him in Minnesota. I think he could make it, but I'm not sold on him making it. Like, he's an end of the bench type guy. I like him as a dude. Like, he seems like a good guy. He is someone that, in another thing about the summer league team, is they have been the loudest bench in the league by far.
I've noticed that in the little bit that I've watched. I've noticed that they're quite animated.
And Mitch Creek's a big part of that. Like, and if you think back to Brooklyn last year, like, their bench was really animated. He spent some time in Brooklyn. He spent a lot of time in Brooklyn's with their G League affiliate, the Long Island Nets. But he also spent some time in Brooklyn, and I think that that's where some of that comes from. But they've been, like, really about each other and doing all those right things, and that's been something that's really impressive. I don't know that he's an NBA player, though. I'm torn on whether or not I think he is. I think he could maybe be an on-the-bench guy, but I'm not sold on it.
So how many guys on the Summer League roster, I mean, taking Kata and Josh Okogie and even Naj Reid out of this conversation, because it seemed like they would be, but... Anybody else on the Summer League roster that you look at and say, okay, that guy's got a decent chance of making the Wolves roster after training camp?
The Wolves roster, I don't know. I think it's an easier way to look at just, will you be on an NBA team rather than the Wolves? Because the Wolves only have 15 spots.
Right.
They're already close to that. They might have to do some things to get to 15 after training camp. You're allowed 20 in training camp, and then you can cut down to 15. But I think that Jordan McLaughlin could be somebody. Like Jordan Murphy's a name that pops up all the time just because he's a gopher. He went to Minnesota. I don't think he's an NBA player. I think he's going to have – he could have a very successful career in Europe, but I don't think he's an NBA player. McLaughlin's someone that's really impressed me. And a lot of times we saw this with Tyus winning the MVP of the Summer League back in 2016. If you're a point guard in Summer League and you have any semblance of what you're doing, like if you just have an idea of how to play basketball, you're going to look really good.
Mm-hmm.
And even to an extent, we saw this last year with Colin Sexton, who in Cleveland, he was one of the first point guards picked last year. He was number 8 overall. He looked great in Summer League because he just looked like he knew what he was doing more than anyone else. And then you get to the regular season when guard play is multiplied by like a million. He
and you're going against
lost.
Guys that have been playing in the league for a
he
long
time. He looked lost. But
yeah.
Because he wasn't going up against that, he looked so good in Summer League. It's easier for a guard. If you know what you're doing and you're a legitimate NBA player at point guard, you're going to look great in this league. Like that's just how it's going to work.
So going back to the playing style here quickly before we wrap up.
Yeah, short pod today. We are going to, just a quick announcement before we dive into this. We're probably going to be 2 times a week now for the most part.
Quiet in the NBA right now.
I wouldn't expect us to be on the radio too often for Raised by Wolves until training camp kicks up, maybe a little bit before training camp. It's been a busy offseason, but it is winding down with it being now July 15th. The Wolves are pretty much out of moves to make. Yep. So I would expect these Raised by Wolves episodes to still be coming probably twice a week. I would still expect us every Monday or Tuesday and then one later in the week and probably 20 to 30 minute episodes.
Very quickly before we wrap up, how does with the playing style? I mean, it's great that they're implementing this system and everything, but when you look at this roster, how is this system going to fit with the roster as a whole? Because there's not a lot of, I mean, they're shooting a lot more 3-pointers in Summer League. There aren't really a lot of 3-point shooters on this team as a whole.
Yeah,
how is that going to work?
So I think we're going to find out just how good of a 3-point shooter Andrew Wiggins is sooner than later. He's going to have to be taking those. Obviously, Carl can shoot the 3 really well. He's probably the best 3-point shooter on the roster.
Yep.
We're going to find out how well Jarrett Culver is going to shoot the 3. Jake Layman, we're going to find out how good these guys are dialing up from distance. That's what we are going to learn when the season starts. They're going to try and get to the rim. They're going to try and move the ball, and they're going to shoot 3-pointers. That's what they're going to look like.
Seems like with Andrew, getting him in the corner might be the best bet.
That left corner, he's an above-average shooter from that left corner. It's just I'm curious how they'll value that because being in that left corner a lot of times involves just standing there. And say what you want about Andrew, but he still is a terrific athlete. Mm-hmm. And maybe that could be viewed as wasting his athleticism, just putting him in the corner. But that is his best spot on the floor in terms of shooting from long range.
All right, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how things progress. Good luck to the Wolves in their pursuit of a
Summer
League championship.
I'm still waiting for details on when the parade down Nicolette would be, should they win. I don't know when that would be, but clearly I would expect a huge celebration for this terrific Minnesota basketball victory.
Oh, gosh. All right, well, if you want to find this podcast, of course, log on to scorenorth.com. And the Score North mobile app. Follow Danny at Real D Cunningham on Twitter and follow all his writings on scorenorth.com. Follow me at Manny Hill 84 for Danny Cunningham. I am Manny Hill. Thanks for listening to Raised by Wolves. We'll talk to you next time.